Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I want to talk a little bit about working with influencers in today's market. I'm recording this at the end of March 2024. So at the end of Q1, I am seeing that the influencer world is a little bit out of whack. I think over the last decade, I've seen these things ebb and flow. Sometimes there's a lot of value for the buyer. Sometimes there's a lot of leverage for the seller. And right now, it seems to be that influencers' pricing is a little bit above what I would call reasonable. And all respect to them if the supply and demand market is bringing it to them. But I'm just talking from a CPG and beverage point of view, giving advice. That's the business that I'm in, is that you really have to understand where the value is and what are the key negotiating levers you want to use and how to go about it. So first, understand that a lot of times advertised prices are just prices that they're putting out, hoping that, you know, a certain percentage, let's say like one out of every 10 might just bite. This might come from larger brands, big influencer agencies that are willing to just pay full rate. And there's a market for that. And that's why they have that as an advertised rate. But more often than not, there's negotiation involved. Like, it's almost implied. Like, yes, that's my rate, but if I love your brand, if it resonates with my audience, if I can incorporate it into my lifestyle and I'm curious, whatever it is, there's usually some play there. So just know that going in. And have a conversation, right? Influencers are humans. I generally prefer working directly with an influencer rather than through a managing agent, because then there's like a buffer and there's much less of a human element directly with the person. But a lot of influencers right now, even some that historically would not have yet been with sort of an agent or a manager, are. And so you just have to understand the nature of the relationship and the conversation style with managing agents as well as influencers. And just get a feel for like, what are their pain points? What do they love? What do they not love? What does their audience love? Things like that. Have a conversation. Keep it human. Understand where there might be value for both ends. Try to find a value exchange. Business 101. Make sure that you're thinking that way. For CPG and beverage brands, I also think it's really important to have whitelisting and rights usage as part of the conversation up front. So for me, whitelisting is table stakes. I really want to be able, from an authenticity point of view, to be running ads on the influencer's account as opposed to just my own account. It comes across as more authentic. If it's a really good influencer that yields influence and they're talking about your product in their daily life, having that as a whitelisting asset is mission critical. It should be part of your ad strategy. So whitelisting should be brought up front. Some people will be savvy to it. Some might just throw it in. But I think that's a key negotiation point that you want. You want to be able to whitelist, which I think has value for the brand as well as for the influencer. So make sure you have a dialogue about that. With rights usage, I think influencers, creators are a little bit more sensitive to this about, you know, how are you going to use this? Where are you going to use it? I would say at least in digital formats, having the ability to put it on your website, put it on your social, put it on different social platforms, you want it to be unencumbered so that you can leverage the relationship, especially if you're paying a significant amount, to glean more value out of it. You're not trying to take advantage of the influencer. I would argue you're just trying to not have the relationship be taken advantage of the other way around, right? Where you're paying for one usage case, which is very limiting when you're talking about micro content for social. And then I really do think you should have a conversation with them. What do they think works? Not just about pricing and value, but like, what do they see works? Like, if they could wave a magic wand, if they were running your brand and they were using them as the muse, what would they recommend? This can help unlock ways to collaborate with somebody who's a true influencer. And if you listen to them and collaborate with them, I just think better things happen. So I think going into it strategically, going into it with an open mind and understanding it's a holistic conversation. It's not just transactional, it's transformational. If you approach it that way, I think you'll glean more out of your influencer relationships. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.